Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'll tell you, the focus now is both downtown and Arlington Heights. And so, you know, one thing, I've said it before, these are not linear processes or projects. They take time. They take a lot of energy and effort. Very, very pleased with where we are, and we're fortunate to have optionality. And as I said, downtown, from a museum campus standpoint, there's been some discussion about the Michael Reese site, but then also Arlington Heights is I keep going back to it. It's an absolutely fantastic piece of land.
Kevin Warren is clearly in love with Chicago skyline and lakefront, and why wouldn't you be? It's beautiful. It's robust with life and fun. And
hey, man, right
beauty.
Now, especially right now, like we were having coffee on the lakefront the other morning, and a doctor is pulled over on her bike. She's from India, but she's in town for a conference. And she was like, "Oh, are you in for the conference?" We're like, "No, we live here." She's like, "You live here? This city is beautiful." And we're like, "Oh, yeah, yeah. It's unbelievable."
When the Chicago 5K happens, it's the day before the marathon. I run it, or I've run it, and I was out there trying to just do my best time. And then you realize that the people who are running it are there with people from around the world that are running the marathon the next day, and they just stop. Like the trail takes you down Randolph, and then you end up on the lakefront.
Yeah, it's jaw-dropping.
And then people are like, "Oh my God." I'm like, "Why is everyone stopping? I was like, what's going on?" I'm like, "Oh, well, I live here, so I see this literally every day." So, yeah, I understand why Kevin Warren would fall in love with it, but they're also, as he would say, the largest landowner in Arlington Heights. We wanted to pick the brain of Cam Buckner, who is the representative of the 26th District, which takes you along the lakefront from down here and then stretches all the way to the south side of Chicago. But of course, Hyde Park got a Hyde Park, so you know that boundary is eaten up by another representative. So we thought that we would ask Cam Buckner onto the show. He joins us here on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. The representative of the 26th District, Cam Buckner, joining us here on The Score. Cam, thanks for the time. We appreciate you jumping on with us.
Thank you all. Thanks for having me.
All right, I want to get educated because I've heard you over the last like 18 months when talking about the Bears' possibility for stadiums, and I feel like you and I have been pretty much aligned until recently. Like, I love your stance on the wanting to hold people accountable for not using public money for private finance. How would you What would you say is your position right now on the idea of the Bears having a stadium in Chicago versus Arlington Heights?
Well, I've been very clear about this. I think one thing that makes Chicago special is that all of our professional sports teams play within the city limits. That's not true in LA. That's not true in New York. That's not true in Philadelphia. It's not true in Dallas, right? And so I think that's a special thing about Chicago and Chicago's sports anatomy. And so what I've said since the beginning is that I think that there are ways for the Bears and the people of Chicago and the people of Illinois to find some common ground. What I do not want and what I have not been a fan of is writing a blank check to a private entity to build a private stadium without any public benefit. But where I am today is not divergent from that. Where I am today is that still remains the case. But I think that there are ways that the Bears can come to the table with a responsible package that makes sense for the people. But the first thing that has to happen, y'all, is that we've got to figure out where they want to be. You can't have two focuses. You can't focus on Arlington Heights and Chicago. We need to know what their plan is. And they've said in the last few weeks that they are no longer focused on the city.
Well, that's the thing, and we appreciate the time. But that's the thing is that it seems like there's a disconnect between how the mayor has discussed this and how you are discussing this. I think Arlington Heights is the focus, right? So why the continued conversation about possibly Chicago?
I agree. They've said that Arlington Heights is the focus. Now, I think the question remains, though, what do they need to make Arlington Heights happen? Does that mean property tax legislation in the state legislature? Does that mean infrastructure money from the state government? If that is the case, then it makes the conversation a little different, because then you're asking folks like me, who represent Chicago, who don't want to see the Bears leave the city, to sign off on letting them go. Signing off, not just sign off on it, but pay to help them move. I think that that's problematic.
I mean, I get the idea of you representing your district and the micro of that, but wouldn't the macro be that no matter where they went, as long as they stayed in the state, you would be benefiting, you would be helping people who live in the state and probably work in Chicago, even if a stadium is built in Arlington Heights?
It would depend on what they're asking for. This is why we have asked them to show their hand, to once again create some sunlight and some scrutiny so we can have a real conversation. If what they're asking for is quote unquote property tax certainty, which means that schools and young people who live in Arlington Heights are getting less money for books and classrooms because they're freezing property taxes for a ballpark, I think that that's worth a real conversation. Once again, I'm not saying no to any actual proposal. What I'm saying is show me the proposal so we can have a conversation.
How would you describe your interactions with the Bears?
They've been good. Kevin Warren came in with a mandate to do things differently, and he has. He has found a way to insert himself and his family into the fabric of Chicago in ways that Ted Phillips never found necessary. I've known Kevin for a number of years. I knew him initially when he was the general counsel at the Minnesota Vikings. Leslie Frazier, who was the former head coach there, former Chicago Bear, a good friend of mine and my family. That is how I met Kevin nearly 15, 20 years ago. I watched him in awe as he realigned my home conference. I played in the Big Ten, and I think he did wonders there. And he has been a great steward, I think, of the Bears' legacy here in Chicago. And so we have had great relationship. We have had open and honest conversation. And I say today to you all what I've said to Kevin, both publicly and behind closed doors, is we need to know what your plan is.
Representative Cam Buckner is our guest here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. Are you on the train? Is that what that is?
That's a little bit of a O'Hare airport back noise. I just got back into the city.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, we thank you for making us a priority of you coming back. That's outstanding. It's frustrating. Like, I get where you're coming from, Cam. Like, the idea of we can't say no or yes if there isn't something that's concrete. What do you think is holding up the Bears from saying concretely, this is where we're going to go and this is what we're asking for?
I can't quite figure that out. And, you know, I think many of us on my side of this conversation are open and logical and balanced and want to be able to have those conversations. We want some certainty and some surety and some stability to figure out how we help the economy of the state of Illinois and what this sports franchise means to the people here, not just in this state, but in this region. And I'm at a loss for why we have not heard that yet.
Representative Cam Buckner with us here on The Score. With all due respect, what power do do representatives like you have in this situation? You can ask for what you're asking, but is there any reason for Kevin Warren and the Bears to give you what you're asking for?
I'll be clear. The Bears are a private organization, and they have the ability to move and go to wherever they want to go based on what works for their team and the family and the organization. The only reason that anyone talks to anybody like me about this is because there is the thought that the Bears want some policy in Springfield to move in order to make that happen. And so folks like me, I mean, my power lies in the power of the people who sent those of us who represent these districts to Springfield. There are 110,000 folks in my district who obviously many of them don't want to see the Bears leave. And I'm not short-sighted or myopic where I think that that's the only stance here. But what is true is that if the Bears want infrastructure money, if they want quote-unquote property tax certainty or freeze of their property taxes, they have to come and talk to the 118 members of the Illinois House of Representatives and the 59 members of the Illinois Senate and have a conversation about what that looks like.
And do you think that there are a number of you, a number of representatives that feel this way? Have you been building a coalition, or could you build a coalition in that regard?
I think there's a natural coalition here, a natural coalition of not just Chicago representatives and senators, but folks in other parts of the county and in other collar counties who have said, hold up, wait a minute, let's figure out what the true plan is and what that means for us moving forward. And so I'm not alone. I just may be one of the loudest voices in the room, which I don't mind. But there are folks who have real questions and they want to see, again, what the plan is.
Cam Buckner played at the University of Illinois. What I didn't realize until today, when a friend with the Cubs reached out and reminded us, is that you managed neighborhood and government relations for the Cubs from 2013 to 2015. Is that correct?
That is true. So I've got a little bit of experience, not just on the gridiron running my head against other people, but I've built stadiums. I've helped build stadiums in the major league space within the city of Chicago. And so I got a little understanding about how these things should work.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up. That's fascinating, because those were interesting years. I remember those years. You know, we were here. We were on the air covering as the Cubs were trying to figure out, are they going to get money? Are they not going to get money? Ended up getting some tax breaks, but ended up spending a lot of their own money. That must have informed your thought process quite a bit at this point.
Well, absolutely. And one thing I will say, whether you root for the team on Addison or the team on 35th Street in this city, what I will say is one thing that is extremely admirable about what the Ricketts family did in that engagement is that they decided not only would they spend their own money to make this happen, but they would never even play the game of threatening to leave, right? Not saying we're going to Tampa or we're going to Rosemont or we're going anywhere else. Tom Ricketts would personally tell me in my office during those days that Chicago Cub fans deserved to see Chicago Cub baseball in Wrigley Field, and that he was going to be willing to make it happen no matter what. And to me, that's admirable.
Didn't he lose a little power and leverage with that, though, would you say?
He did. He did. He did, for sure. But at the end of the day, I think it was the right thing for the organization. It was the right thing for the people of Chicago. No one is left holding a bag that the people didn't sign up for. I remind you that the people of Chicago still owe hundreds of millions of dollars on the last Soldier Field renovation that the Chicago Bears asked for. And I don't know if they're ever get their money back on that.
And the answer to that is no, we're not going to get our money back on that, Cam. It's unfortunate. How do you feel about what the Fire are doing at the 78?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm excited about that. I heard the story today, just like everyone else. I think Joe Mansueto is really visionary. I'm sorry about the background.
No, it's all good.
You're good. You're good.
I think he's really visionary, and I'm glad that, you know, while we wrestle with these other conversations about where people are going to go, it seems that he's being very decisive, which to me is really helpful in some of these conversations.
When it comes to maybe them wanting infrastructure help and probably needing some money to do that, is it an easier sell to the assembly when someone is putting that type of money in on their own? And is there a lesson to be learned here from that?
It probably is, right? Once again, they haven't asked us for anything in particular yet, but we see in these stadium conversations around the country and very recently back home here in Chicago, is that folks are not bringing enough to the table, right? To quote the great American poet Snoop Dogg, everybody's got their cup, but they ain't shipped in, right? And so we should, you know, listen to see what the fire are going to say. But I do think it's a much easier sale if you're bringing, you got some skin in the game and you're bringing your own stuff to the party.
Yeah, you picked the right show to reference Snoop Dogg. earlier today, we were talking about Send Dog and Be Real, Cypress Hill.
Yeah, we're big Cypress Hill people.
Yeah,
it's big Cypress Hill people. Okay, good.
just for your background, how do you think Illinois football is going to be this year, by the way?
Listen, we won 10 games last year. We're dominant in the Cheez-It Bowl against South Carolina, who I thought was one of the better teams, in, not just in the SEC, but in the country. We've got, I think, 10 or 11 starters coming back between offense and defense. I'm super excited. Coach Bielema and I spoke the other day, and I am really high on this team, and I think that Illinois football is really finding its groove. It's fun to watch.
How do you feel about the Bears' upcoming season?
I'm excited about them, too. Listen, I'll say – one thing I was initially disappointed in Ryan Poles being an offensive lineman was that he didn't seem to put a lot of focus on that part, right, that piece of the team. We got a generational type of quarterback in Caleb Williams, and with 68 sacks last year, you're putting him in a really bad position. And so I know that this new offense that Coach Johnson is going to run needs athletic, smart O-linemen who are also very tough. And I see that they've made some moves both in the offseason and through free agency and the draft. I'm excited about where this team is headed. I think they're going in the right direction.
Cam, didn't you play both offensive and defensive line? Which way do you view yourself?
So I'm at my heart, I'm a defensive lineman, right? Defensive linemen make contact every single snap in the game. And, you know, we try to control the tempo. That's who I am. I was an offensive lineman in high school, and then my junior year at U of I, because of some injuries, I had to be switched over to O-line from the D-line. And I tell you what, it was a much harder space for me to be in. The first game I ever played in was Penn State in 2005, and they had a left defensive end named Tom Bahali, who took my lunch money in that game over and over again. But I'd much rather be on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, now you could take lunch money from other representatives, you know, in the hallways if need be. Can I give you my Ryan Poles lineman theory? I know you didn't ask, but my theory was that he and Ian Cunningham were finding undersized and under-athletic, you know, guys that they could coach up the way that they thought they could have been coached up as offensive linemen, as opposed to just going and finding some killers in the draft and such.
You might be right with that, because if you look at it, there is a pattern and a trend there. I'm not sure if it's the right thing to do, but that is actually a really good way to analyze it.
Let's go Illinois House versus Illinois Senate. Oklahoma drill right now. You and Napoleon Harris. Oh, who wins?
Yes.
There may or may not be video from a House versus Senate softball game last spring where things got a little heated, and I will tell you, I did not lose that one.
That's what's up. Well, all right.
We're going to have to find that video.
I got to reach out to Napo now. Like, he's not going to like that at all. Cam, thanks. I know, right? Cam, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate the education on all of this, and good luck with representing the people well.
Thank you all. I appreciate everything you do. Appreciate it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.